if the Lord has worked it out for you, give him some noise in this house. Hallelujah. God has worked it out for us. That means you don't have to do any longer. It's already been worked out. And anything you do is in vain. Glory be to God. So we give God glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah, for allowing us to be here one more time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, neighbor, this is day 13. And I'm glad to be here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is another day the Lord had made. Our job is to rejoice and be glad that he let us be in the day. Hallelujah. Because he could have left us in 12. Glory to God. Ask them this question. So aren't you glad you weren't left in day 12? Hallelujah. But we made it over into day 13 of this new year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything that's still breathing, praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. Magnify the name of the Lord, for he's great and he's wonderful. Hallelujah. We praise God for our presider, Elder Green. Hallelujah. And we praise God for every preacher in the house. If you just wave your hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we praise God for every person that holds a position in the church. Holy, praise God for you. Wave your hand. Everybody coming to labor of layperson. Everybody else. So give God some glory for every layperson. Hallelujah. Everybody is somebody. Everybody's precious. Everybody is marvelous. Everybody is royalty. Hallelujah. That belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. And you're so special. God didn't make but one of you. Tell your neighbor, you won't find me nowhere else. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's not because I am an original. Hallelujah. You may find somebody else, but they are one of the lights. Hallelujah. It might look like, but you're still not, man. Hallelujah. Praise God. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. We're told to preach good tidings. Hallelujah. And so it's good news in this bad news world. So you still got a lot of it. Anybody need some good news? Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. You should find our text today in the book of Galatians. 6th chapter. And the 7th verse, Father, in the name of Jesus, stand yielded, spiritual man, mental man, physical man, and we cast them into your care, that you may use us for your glory and honor. Speak a word in this house that will pierce our hearts, change our mind to be like your mind. In the name of Jesus, speak a word of empowerment, deliverance, victory, and praise. Speak a word of power in our lives, and the glory and honor shall be done. Now let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Strengthen our Redeemer. And the people of God shout, amen. Do you have it? Galatians 6, beginning in verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. Tell the person sitting near you, say, don't faint. Don't faint. On last Sunday, we told you that it's all ready done. And since it's already done, we don't have to struggle in 19 as some of us did in 18. Knowing that every goal you may have set, every desire you may have contemplated has already been completed. It's been done since before the foundation of the earth. And since you've been awakened to that, then you know that you can hold on. And you don't have to faint. Because some of us came to the point that we almost gave up. we almost threw in the towel. But somehow, in some way, you held on and made it over into the new year. And the luggage was still attached. And you started out the new year struggling, but because they said it ain't happened yet. But I stopped by today just to remind you, just need to hold on just a little while longer. Help is not just on the way, but help is here right now. Because our God said, I never leave you, neither will I forsake you. So even though you may seem to think that you are in this all alone, I want you to know today that God has not left you, and he is taking you through whatever it is you're going through. You think you're doing it on your own, but it's God that's doing it through you and for you. Hallelujah. And so you got to keep that in mind as you go from day to day. Some days seem to be good, and other days come along and you're right back where you were beforehand, and sometimes it was even further back. But the test is there, and it's been designed for you to pass. Okay, it's been fixed up for you to pass if you don't get weary. You know, we stop reading questions on page 1, and they seemed a little difficult, and then on page 2 it got harder. By page 3 you ready to quit. But keep on pressing on. Keep on persevering. Paul said, forget about all my naked things that held me back yesterday. I'm forgetting about those now, and I'm pressing for the mark. For the prize that's in Christ Jesus. Tell your neighbor, sometimes you got to press. You may not feel like pressing, but press anyhow. The weight may have gotten you down, but press anyhow. Don't let it kill you. It might knock you to the ground, but you ain't out. You can get back up. You know, Joe Lewis knocked the man out, but he wasn't dead, because he got up again. It might the battle might have been over, but he got up anyhow, that he can fight another day. And we can too. Life wasn't made for you to sail on through with no problems. Life wasn't put here for you that nothing bad gonna happen to you ever since Eve and Adam messed up. Now, there was a time when that could happen, but not since they ate of the forbidden fruit. Everything bad that is bad came into the world then. The porthole was open. and bad things keep coming through over and over again. Tell somebody this is a vicious cycle. Hallelujah. But there's a place in the cycle for us to come out of. Because God has not put anything on us that we're not able to handle. Nothing that happened to us that haven't happened to others before us. So don't act like you the Lone Ranger. There are plenty of other rangers out here too that's going through some of the same things you've been through. And because he did it for them, he can do it for you. Hallelujah. So don't faint. Everything gonna be all right if you keep on holding God's unchanging hand. David said, I would have fainted unless I had failed to see the goodness of the Lord. If I hadn't believed it, then I would have given up. If I hadn't thought about what God had done in the past, I would have fainted. I was at the verge of throwing in the towel. But I remember when I was a shepherd boy. And the bear and the lion came up. And how God enabled me to slew them. That gave me hope I can slew this giant too. Hallelujah. Yeah. The whole Israel army was about to faint at the sight of Goliath. Here, this little shepherd boy standing before a 9-foot giant. He was not even a man yet. Still a little ruddy lad. But he remembered how God delivered him from the claws of the bear, teeth of the lion. And so he said, when I thought about that, I decided I'll wait just a little while longer. Tell three people, wait on him. Your deliverance is at hand. Wait. You need to wait for God to move. Sometimes we want to move ahead of God, because God seemed to be too slow for us. We want to back away fast, don't we? But you know, sometimes when you back away fast, some things they get too tough. Yeah, you got to put it on a lower heating unit if you're going to leave it in there a long time. But we go put it on the highest thing in there. We don't never, hardly ever change the power. We heat everything on high power. And then it gets so tough you can't eat it. Because we don't want to stand the test. We don't want to wait extra minutes. when I can heat it in 2 minutes, and I got to put it on a little power and put it on 5 minutes or so. And I ain't that much difference between your 2 and your 5. But we won't wait for the Lord that long. He knows just how and how much you need. He knows what you need to go through. And you don't. Because we don't want to go through with anything bad. But Paul says, don't get weary in your well-doing. Hallelujah. Endure your hardness as a good soldier. Hallelujah. Yeah, these things come to make the strong. David said, I would. I could have. But I didn't. I was about to, but I didn't. You got to remember what the Lord has done. And know that he's able to do all things. He's able to conquer every foe. He's able to climb every mountain. He's able to cross every valley. He's able to bring you up out of your rock and mire clay. He is a good God, capable of doing great things. So he said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Now, we wait, but we'll wait. And then we what's going on? I'm waiting for the Lord. But David said, don't wait worrying. Because if you worry, you don't trust the God. If you worry, you don't believe God. If you worry, you don't think God can handle it. You think it's too big for him too. Hallelujah. But he said, be of good courage. While you're waiting, rejoice. Don't wait for victory, but rejoice now while you're going through. Well, why do I need to do it while I'm going through? Ain't nothing happened yet. Yeah, you need it for your strength. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. And so I won't worry any longer. I know that God got it. And he's going to work it for my good. But if you got it, God can't work it. Because you're doing it. Hallelujah. God said, wait. Trust him. Hallelujah. Delight yourself in him. And then he will do what? Give you the desires of your heart. Wait on him. Yeah. And you wait with the assurance that I am delivered. Because it asks, and you shall receive. And when you ask, believe that you already have it. And you're going to act like you already have it. Okay. Don't say, I believe I already got it, and then you acting otherwise. And that's not, those two don't go together. But if you're going to believe that you already got it, you're going to act like you already got it. So now you can start speaking it. You can start proclaiming it. We can start declaring it. We can start decreeing it. Hallelujah, because I already got it. Well, I don't see it. Well, that's all right. That's my faith. And with my faith, I don't need to see. With my faith, I don't need to hear. With my faith, I don't need to feel. I just got to know in my heart that it's done. Hallelujah. It's my evidence. Hallelujah. And so, David's wait on him. Yeah, Isaiah picked up and said, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hallelujah. Why are you saying that? Know that God is able. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Had you not known? Had you not heard? What do you don't know and didn't hear you? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. Don't you know that he doesn't faint? You haven't heard that he had never fainted? As long as creation had been in existence, that God had not. You haven't heard that? You 10 years old, you 5 years old, you 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, and you haven't heard all these many years. You haven't heard the Lord. God is everlasting. You haven't heard that the Lord God is the creator of the ends of the earth. And he does not faint. He doesn't give up. Doesn't throw in a towel. And neither does he get tired. We saints get tired. I'm tired of doing this. Get somebody else to do it. I'm tired of people talking about me. I'm tired of being run through the mill. I'm tired. Hallelujah. Yeah. But you making things worse by proclaiming your tiredness. Because your tiredness is going to make you feel even tireder. But God don't faint, and he's not weary. There is no search of his understanding. You can't even begin to understand God. But he didn't ask you to understand him. He just asked you to believe him and trust him. Don't get weary because of your lack of understanding. You will only see in part. But one of these days you'll know, even as he knows. But tell your neighbor, not today. Glory be to God. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases your strength. Don't you know that? Haven't you heard others say it? Well, if he did it for them, he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. Don't get weary. Hallelujah. Don't faint. God's going to take you out of this mess after a while. But in the meanwhile, he's going to allow you to endure. Yeah, until he bring it to pass. He give it power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases the strength. Even the youth shall faint and get weary. So just because you're old doesn't mean you're the Lone Ranger. Even the little children faint and get weary too. And so it's not in your age. So stop putting on your age. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. To take you through. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord. He's being good, and he'll continue to be good. Don't get deceived, for God is not mocked. It might look like the devil's getting away. It might look like he's getting by. Hallelujah. But God knows everything. He got a record on high. And he will bring it to pass. God is not mocked. Hallelujah. He will bring it out to your good. Hallelujah. So don't get weary in your well doing. Hallelujah. And due season, tell somebody due season. Hallelujah. We're going to reap when the time is right. You can't reap before the fruit get on the tree. You got to wait for the fruit to get on the tree. And then you got to wait for it to develop and to survive. So in due season, I wish you could tell two more people in due season. That means when the time is right. You got to go through and got to keep in mind that seasons are just what they are, seasons. There's a time period. And it's going to run out no matter what's going on in the world. The seasons keep on moving. Doesn't matter how bad the storms get, the seasons keep on coming. Don't matter how what else goes on, the seasons keep on coming. Glory be to God. Flood may come. Hallelujah. Billows may dash. Hallelujah. But the season is keep on rolling. So hold on, your season is on the way. Your season, where you gonna get up, mount up, wings of the eagle. Hallelujah, run, not get weary, walk, not faint. Your season, if you tell somebody, if you don't faint. You can't beat, and you can't get to the end of the season if you're going to faint. Hallelujah. Winter just got here on the 21st of December. Hallelujah. And almost a whole month of it's already gone. And a few more days, tell somebody spring. You going to spring up? Out of your mess. Spring up into everlasting joy. Spring up. Hallelujah. Spring up. Tell your neighbor, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of it. My season is almost here. So I'm holding on for my season. Hallelujah. Don't faint. God bless you. Jesus is fine. Don't faint. Hallelujah. Sometimes the devil plays with your mind. And he'll make you think you can't make it. And you know what? If you think it long enough, you won't make it. Because what a man thinketh, so is he. If you don't think you can get up out of that chair, you're going to sit there. Hallelujah. You all right before you sit down there. What changed? You fainted, right. So stop telling everybody I can do all things. If you're going to walk on out the next day and say, I can't do this. I can't take no more of this. I can't. And then turn around and tell somebody, I can do all things. You lying. Because when you can do all things, you can do all things. And can't has no place in our vocabulary. Job's wife tried to get him to faint. But Job said, I'm holding on. You don't talk like the wife I married. You don't talk like the woman I've been living with and had these children with. I remember that the Lord gives. And I remember that the Lord takes away. And I remember that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I remember that everything belongs to him. And I belong to him. Do I not supposed to get the bad that come along and no, and I'm not supposed to get the good only? And don't get no bad? No. Because then you are deceiving yourself. Because the scripture said, as Jesus suffered in the flesh, arm yourself likewise. Prepare, because you got this to go through too. And remember, many are your afflictions of the righteous, but God. That's enough to sit on right there. But God. I'm suffering now, but God. Said it's going to be for my good. So I'm going to rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. But God. Whatever negative report you get, say, but God. Whatever bad that goes through in your life from the rest of this year, but God. Not allowing that happen to me if it's not for my good. But God. It's his will. Because in everything, he told me thanks, give thanks. For this was his will. In Christ Jesus concerning him. Me. Hallelujah. His will. And his will must be done. If there's someone here today that needs the Lord